BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that an election planned by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine would be unlawful and that Moscow will violate international agreements if it recognizes the results. President Poroshenko of Ukraine said the polls will threaten the peace talks with the rebels. Dina Newman reports.
Despite the warnings from the US Secretary of State John Kerry and President Poroshenko of Ukraine, Russia insists it will recognize the results of the separatist elections in Donetsk and Luhansk regions. This threatens to undermine the fragile ceasefire agreement signed last September. Armed rebels in eastern Ukraine say the polls will give them legitimacy and will allow them to negotiate with Kiev as equals.
Dutch investigators are to ask Russia for evidence, including information about Ukrainian fighter jet activity relating to the crash of the Malaysian passenger jet MH17 in eastern Ukraine in July. Moscow says it has radar data showing a Ukrainian fighter jet in the vicinity of the airliner. About 150 fighters from Iraqi Kurdistan are on their way to join their fellow Kurds in the battle against Islamic State militants in Syria. After leaving their bases in Iraq, the Peshmerga fighters will travel through Turkey and then cross into Syria to defend the town of Kobani, where there's been further shelling today. Our reporter Cihar Gol is on the Turkey-Syria border.
Coalition fighter jets circling over the city pounded IS militants' position numbers of times. Also, the news of Kurdish Peshmerga from Iraqi Kurdistan crossing the border and coming to help the defenders of the city received by Kurdish community here with cheers. This group are 150 equipped with heavy weapons are expected to arrive tonight and most likely they cross the border into Kobani by the morning.
The authorities in Egypt are reportedly planning to establish a buffer zone along its border with Gaza to prevent any smuggling of weapons. Alan Johnston reports.
There are reports that families living along the Egyptian side of the frontier have been ordered to evacuate their homes. They'll be demolished. Then trenches will be dug in an effort to prevent smugglers running tunnels under the border from Gaza into Egypt. This comes just days after an attack by militants in northern Sinai killed more than 30 Egyptian soldiers. And the local media has suggested that the Islamist Hamas movement in Gaza is supporting fighters operating in Egyptian territory. Hamas denies this.
President François Hollande of France has called for an end to violent protests which have followed the death of a young environmentalist in the south of the country. He said an investigation would reveal the truth. The prosecutor investigating the death said traces of an explosive used in police grenades were found on Remy Fraisse's clothing. BBC News. President Obama has praised American health workers fighting Ebola in West Africa, saying they should be applauded, thanked and supported. The authorities in some U.S. states have come under criticism for their decision automatically to quarantine health workers returning from West Africa because it may discourage others from volunteering. The president said U.S. efforts in Liberia, the worst affected country, were starting to bear fruit, and he insisted that Ebola was a problem that would get fixed.
This disease can be contained. It will be defeated. Progress is possible, but we're going to have to stay vigilant, and we've got to make sure that we're working together. We have to keep leading the global response. America cannot look like it is shying away because other people are watching what we do.
Sierra Leone has condemned a decision by Australia to stop issuing visas to people from West African countries affected by Ebola. Sierra Leone's Information Minister, Alpha Kanu, said the measure was draconian and discriminatory. A major opposition leader in Burkina Faso, Zéphirine Tabré, says political change is needed as protests in the country grow. Huge crowds protested on Tuesday against a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow President Blaise Compaoré to stand for another five-year term. The security forces used tear gas against some of the demonstrators. Mr. Tabré said it was time for change.
Youth unemployment is a great problem. And this morning, if you are here, you will see that it's only young people with no job who are demonstrating. So the country needs some big and deep reforms to give an equal opportunity and chance to everybody. But you can't do that until you have political change.
A funeral service has been held for the Canadian soldier who was shot dead last week by a gunman who's believed to have been inspired by the Islamic State group. Corporal Nathan Cirillo's coffin was carried through the streets of his hometown in Ontario. Thousands of mourners lined the route. BBC World Service News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。